us. And we can emulate that model, give people confidence in the heritage of their culture, and encourage women to take an active role in politics, and reassure the public that this is not something alien, new and alien. This has always existed in our culture. And when and so we've carried out this study on this the figure of the Empress, and we want to extend it to cover other key female leaders before the colonization who played a strong role. Also turning back now to these schools to train politicians. Some are mixed and some are exclusively for women. And these could be the real training ground, the real the source of the increase of numbers of women in public and political life. Also, we have a husband's schools we've developed with the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Now, the aim of this school is to focus on the husbands of the women who are involved in politics, to help these husbands to understand that they are not, they should not be threatened by the political commitment of their wives, that they should not be feel threatened about the achievements of a woman, that a woman can post in that area. These schools would teach a husband that when his wife comes back after 2.5 hours spent in a political meeting, is no different from any other woman. So his wife has not changed. So the future will bring greater presence of women in politics. Admittedly, some barriers still need to be dismantled, but we are on the right